Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about reasons why women shouldn't vote. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I'm just making this little video because I've been seeing all kinds of stuff that women are doing and they're all over the damn place. They cause nothing but chaos. Yes, right now I have this one chick that she's trying to get into my DMs, but I don't know, man. She's a little bit under-ripened, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I can't touch her. Not yet anyways. If she wants my cock, she needs to get into, you know, that maturation chamber for a little bit and come out when you're 18. If not, sorry, sweetheart. Hey, now that I physically, I can't fuck you, but you know, government stuff. Sorry. Goodbye. Can't talk to you. Not yet. Anyways, this is not about fucking underage pussy. This is just about fucking psychotic pussy and then the shit that they do. You want to see some clips? Well, let's do this. Yes, look at this fucking old bitch. She's talking shit saying that eating meat is misogyny. Yeah, she says it's sexist because we eat red meat and other kinds of meat. Yes, what a dumb bitch. Look at her, how old and decrepit she looks like. This bitch reminds me of Janet Reno. In case you don't know who Janet Reno was, yeah, the bitch is dead. Good riddance to bad trash. But anyways, she was the one that tried to get, Bill Clinton busted for that Monica Lewinsky shit. Yeah, she was the one that fucked them over. Yes, Bill, why didn't you fucking put your penis somewhere else instead of fucking that nasty ass bitch? She is gross, but whatever. Let's see what this fucking piece of shit has to say, right? Let's roll the clip.
Hamburger comes with a dose of misogyny. The assumption that the best...
What the fuck? She's talking shit about burgers? Fuck you. I wouldn't mind having a misogynistic burger. That sounds really fucking tasty. Not like you dumb bitches. All you eat is fucking grass like a fucking rabbit. What the hell's wrong with you females? They just want to control you. Everything you say, everything you think, everything you do. Hell, man, if they were up to them, they'd even tell you how to take a shit and piss. Fucking insane, right? They do, by the way. Don't they tell you to put the toilet seat down after you're done taking a leak? So, yeah. What else is new? Fucking nags. And then you got the nags inside the government, so now they're nagging you from far away. Wow, it's like being married, right? All this responsibility without no authority. What kind of shit is that, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Best protein comes from corpses is a racist belief. 21st century animal eating requires our complicity in a new colonialism.
Holy shit, I guess we're oppressing cows, huh? Yes, we're doing a fucking cow genocide, huh? We're putting them to the cow. Yeah, all these Jewish cows are getting ready to get slaughtered, aren't they? This fucking chick, she believes all this weird fucking shit. Yes, these animals, they're there to be eaten. Yeah, if we weren't eating them, what the hell, you think these creatures will be living in the fucking wild? Living there? No, predators will be eating them, especially domesticated. They don't know how to defend themselves. Yeah, they'll be gonzo. Yeah, all these fucking hippies thinking that you're not supposed to eat meat. Fuck you and your fucking PETA. Yeah, not pedo, PETA. Yeah, your fucking ideas are fucking stupid. But yes, friends, this is the stuff we have to deal with. These females are fucking stupid telling you what to do, what to think, hell, what to eat. Yeah, you need to stop listening to women. Women are there to be breeding and making you food. Yes, she should make you a steak instead of a fucking sandwich. Just saying, but let's continue.
Our whiteness is part of the problem of meat eating.
What can I say? If you ain't white, you ain't right. Yeah. And guess what? I'm white adjacent, so that makes I'm next to the truth. So, yeah. Oh, does that make me delusional? Well, I was raised by a single mom, so there you go. Enough silliness. Let's continue.
If you eat animals, you take up more climate space. Meat eating is also one of the ways gender-based structures of oppression are perpetuated.
Well, you old bitch, I think your problem is that nobody's feeding you cock. Yeah, you need to choke on some cock. Yeah, if someone gives you that protein shot, you probably feel better. That's what it is. Women are fucking deprived of semen. So, like they have no semen inside their system, they're running low on fucking the thing that makes them sane. Cock! But that's what happens to these stupid bitches. You want to be strong and empowered? Men are not gonna fucking abandon you. Welcome to the land of alone. Better luck next time, right? Let's continue.
Men in the West are taunted to renew their man card by eating meat because that's what real men do.
Wow, you are absolutely correct. We do need to feast on flesh. That's what we do. Yeah. What, you think you're gonna build a galactic empire on grass and carrots, you fucking dumb bitch? You're stupid. You need to feed flesh to the machine so the machine could build shit. Yeah, if it was up to you, we'd still be living in caves and in fucking wearing grass fucking skirts. No, bitch. You need to shut the fuck up, go make me a sandwich, and give me your fucking daughter. Or maybe your granddaughter. She's what, probably 18 right now? So yes, I approve of this message. Let's continue.
That's the sexual politics of meat, and it reveals how unsettled masculinity really is.
Yes, friends. Look, this bitch needs to go to fucking fight a war. Yes, let's see how feels being a man. They try to pretend and LARP as a man.
Arrest?
Yeah, and let's see when they go out and fight in a war and die and nobody gives a fucking flying fuck about them.
How about you yet?
But no, women are so strong and empowered. They think they could do everything with the power of pussy.
Turn around.
But no, in this fucking world, we need fucking all the swinging dicks we could get. Yeah, not in your mouth, you dumb bitch. But we need fucking to make society work. Yes, do you know that we're gonna go to fight fucking Iran in probably not a few days from now? Yeah, probably like in a week or two at the most. Yes, we're fucking doing this thing. That stupid faggot fucking Bimia who came to the United States to fucking Trump in the ass to push him to go fight Iran. Yes, so, yes, more Americans dying for these fucking Jewish pedophiles. Fun times indeed. But we're not talking about the Juden swine, we're talking about the female swine. Let's continue.
That's why, after 9/11,
Yes, ain't that funny? I've noticed this, that when women try not to be funny, they're hilarious. When they actually try to do comedy, they fail. Look at that Amy Schumer bitch. Yeah, at least she's looking better now that she's fucking getting those fucking Ozempic fucking shots. Yeah, but too bad she's insane. Just like this woman. So let's continue.
After 9/11, a focus on men as heroes and on meat eating became part of the reclamation of a wounded masculinity.
There you go again. This bitch fucking nagging you, telling you how to be a man and how to act, how to think, and all kinds of shit. What the fuck does she know how to be a man? Yeah, she should fucking take care of her own fucking children instead of telling other people how to live their fucking life. What a dumb bitch. Just like this bitch. She got killed by her tranny son. Yeah, there goes your trans rights, you dumb bitch. Hopefully you get fucked in the ass by Satan, you dumb bitch. But anyway, this ain't about her. This is about this other dumb bitch. So let's continue.
When a black man was elected as U.S. president
in the land of chimpanzee, I was a monkey. Yes, we fucked up by fucking getting this cocksucker as our president, and he is a fag, and Michelle Obama is a fucking dude, allegedly, of course, but what do I know, right? Remember, these are for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusionals, so are you having fun? I know I am, so let's continue.
We saw how white this wounded masculinity was. White supremacists weaponized it, eating meat, eggs, and dairy. Images of milk-drinking white men.
Oh, whatever, bitch. If it was up to you, you want fucking us men to be guzzling fucking semen. You're fucking weird. You fuck you, bitch. Don't fucking try to mutate us into some weird fucking gay-ass shit. Fuck you and fuck this fucking gay-ass future. You could shove it straight up your ass, but you choke on it. Let's continue.
Of platters groaning with meat. And the baiting of liberal men as so-called soy boys are all part of the neo-Nazi messaging.
Of course you defend soy boys, because they're the ones that give you power, you fucking cunt. Fuck soy boys, these weak fucking effeminate weirdos. Yeah, they're the ones that fucking try to cozy up into your DMs, and they're the ones that they get mad when you don't give them pussy. Yeah, they're the ones that get all that fucking accused of rape and all that dumb shit. Yeah, it's fucking soy boys suck. And something tells me this guy's a soy boy. He talks shit about them, but fuck him too, I don't care about this guy. Yeah, he does some shiesty shit, but we're not talking about him. We're talking about other fags. Let's continue.
Sexy cows, sexy pigs, sexy chickens, sexy fishes, who all just want to have fun.
You're damn right that meat is sexy. Yeah, that's what makes you big and strong. It doesn't turn into a weak, effeminate weirdo like these fucking faggots. Yeah, supposedly the fucking Canadians started cheating and this guy starts poking that weird fucking torque converter. This is a fucking gay-ass game in my opinion, but whatever. This is what soy boys look like. Yes, doing their faggotry. You don't do this. And Olympics is for fucking faggots anyways. You shouldn't be watching that shit. Yes, friends. And we should be worrying about the food. Like that bitch was talking shit about food. Look at this. They're doing this in schools. This lady was actually trying to help kids and stuff. And she got fired for being a good Samaritan. Yeah, this is something that's wrong with schools. Instead of fucking trainizing your fucking children and put them against you, they should actually do better things like this lady. But let's roll the clip, right?
School cafeteria worker admits she did wrong, and she understands why she was fired.
For 14 years, Debbie Saltzman worked as a beloved lunch lady here at Denver Place Elementary School in Wilmington.
That is sad. You punished this lunch lady for actually taking care of kids and they're starving? You're fucked up. You're a cold-hearted creature. Yeah, you make all this cash and prizes from all these children, but yet you don't want to give a little bit back to them? That is so fucked up. Yes, these people are the ones controlling our fucking everything, our way of life. And no, that's why they shouldn't vote. Women shouldn't vote. They shouldn't be touching anything. And it's sad you can't reward people that actually do good stuff. But let's continue, right?
Wilmington. She says she would upgrade the lunch of a child who didn't have enough money or give them extra food if they said they were still hungry.
If they didn't have enough money on their account, they would get a cheese sandwich instead. Friend that got a free lunch that would come back and say, "Miss Debbie, I'm still hungry. Didn't you?"
Well, once upon a time, everyone was a child. Yeah, but yet, now that you're an adult, you forgot about that shit? Why are you mistreating children? That's not cool. What the fuck? Yes, they're kids, they're growing. Let them have the food. What? That's so fucking expensive? All those things accumulate? Yes, I understand. Well, then maybe you shouldn't be educators. Yeah, if it's not about the children, then what the fuck's it about? Money, huh? Fuck you. Let's continue.
You get your belly full for supper last night, and you don't know how many times they heard they didn't have supper that night.
Yes, I remember times like this, not having enough money for food. Yeah. Well, I came from three brothers. I'm the oldest, and there's two other ones. And mom being a single mom, and my dad running off doing whatever. Yeah. Starving is not cool. I remember when I was a child, I would sleep on my stomach so like that my stomach wouldn't hurt. Yeah, those were fucked up times. That's why, you know, I do make fun of pedophilia and all that shit, but honestly, you shouldn't be hurting children. It's really fucked up, because when you turn and you fuck with kids, they're gonna grow up to be fucked up adults. But don't do that, please don't. Yes, you should do it for the future. At least, you know, for compassion. Where is your humanity? I guess there is no humanity anymore, right? Well, let's continue.
Saltzman says she kept post-it note IOUs and paid out of her own pocket for kids, but the district suspended and terminated her this February for, quote, not keeping track of her register and providing food to her grandchildren without payment, end quote.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not a parent, because if I was sending my kids to this school district and I found out about this shit, I find out who are these fucking people that fire this fucking chick, and I'll make a campaign to get them fired. Yeah, because aren't these people elected? Uh-huh. Yeah, superintendents and all that dumb shit. Yeah, maybe you should reevaluate these fucking assholes, right? Where's your heart? You're supposed to be an educator. But no, you rather fucking indoctrinate children and fucking pervert them to do fucking stupid shit. Yeah, look at all the tranny shit in schools, so yeah, I guess we're doing this shit. Let's continue.
Saltzman admits to giving her grandchildren extra food too, but says it wasn't just them.
I broke the rule. I'm the one that broke the rule.
That is so fucking stupid, the logic of these people. She was just taking care of children, and now they turn and say, oh, you're feeding your grandchildren. Children are children, it doesn't matter. Let the kids fucking eat. But no, that's why men are checking out from you females, because you do stupid shit. Yeah, I for one rather be with somebody that's gonna treat me right, but like you women act fucking stupid, I'll just walk away from you. And a lot of guys are walking away from you, so enjoy that shit, you dumb bitches. Yes, but huh, people do some stupid shit. That's why schools are retarded, and no matter what you do, you're gonna be doing stupid shit and spinning your wheels. But that's okay. Sooner or later, this shit's gonna go away.
Right.
Because war is coming. Natural. Yes, Donald Trump is right. Fucking sending us to war because his masters are right. Telling them to, so. Yeah, like we're doing this shit?
Society
it's all good, man.
More.
Don't
right.
Worry. Just keep on doing what you need to do and prepare for the future because it's gonna be fucked up. And after all this bullshit fucking burns out, then we could rebuild. But not before. So you do the best you can in life, friends, and be awesome. $30. I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
You're not going to like this one, but I'm in a bit of a mood, so here we go. 40% of slave owners were women. A huge portion of accusers during the European witch trials were women. That would look like women accusing other women of being witches and then men doing their bidding and legalizing the process of murdering them. Integral to the expansion of the empire were the female missionaries who would win the trust of indigenous women. So this idea that women are going to save the world merely through virtue of being women is fucking bullshit.